guys. Welcome to the Nerds of Oz, coming all the way from the Fortress of Nerditude. My name's Justin. This is a solo event today. I've just quickly bashed up a small podcast for you guys. It won't take too much of your time, but the regulars will all be back next week. I'll tell you more about what's happening next week. I just thought that I'd get on and tell you about something that I've been playing with lately, and a new nerdy pastime. Like, I needed another one in addition to record collecting, comic collecting, book collecting, playing video games, etc., etc., etc. I think I've mentioned it before, but a few weeks ago I bought an Oculus Quest. This is the untethered VR headset. It's super cool. So I've already got a PlayStation VR. I've played that for a while on and off, and it's okay, but the setting it up's a pain in the ass. It's like, you remember the game Mousetrap? And by the time that you actually got to playing it, you didn't feel like playing it because it was such an effort to set it up. Well, I find the PlayStation VR can be a little bit like that. It was funny, when I started posting stuff about the Oculus, I found that PlayStation sent me a message saying, "We noticed that you've been playing VR but not PlayStation VR. Why don't you like PlayStation VR?" My answer was, not that I didn't like it, I do like PlayStation VR. My problem is that it's setting it up is counterintuitive to fun, which is the reason that I play games. So yeah, like I said, I bought an Oculus Quest. It's taken up a lot of my time, a hell of a lot of time. So in the last weeks, A-list PlayStation, Xbox, and Nintendo games have come out, including a new Call of Duty, which is my beloved game. I love Call of Duty. The much-anticipated Kojima game Death Stranding. And, I mean, does anybody know how to strand? A new Star Wars game in Fallen Order, I think it was called. And the new Pokemon Sword and Shield. Now, I've found that none of them have interested me as much as the VR games. And I do have a theory about this, so bear with me for a minute. I think it's the combination of achievement and exercise. Like, when you win or achieve something, your brain acts like a very, very polite drug dealer and releases serotonin into your system, which makes you feel good. And that's why, I guess it's a special thing that we want to be competitive so that we can always be the winners and get the best food. Video games fake that, I guess. I believe that, everybody's competitive in some way or other, be it by trying to be the best they can at what they are, or by trying to belittle people around them who aren't as who you may be able to undercut, which is pretty hard. Now, I've did a little bit of research into it because I found it interesting that I am feeling really good from playing VR. I thought that I'd be totally addicted and end up being like some kind of VR addict, you know, will VR for food or something like that on the street. So a little bit of research. There's a thing called the Inner Mammal Institute, which talks about your instincts and how things work. And they say that serotonin can be helpful in suffering from depression and anxiety and stuff like that. So I guess that feeling of well-being comes from victory in a video game, even. Now, if you take that and add to it the fact that exercise releases endorphins that apparently can equate to a shot of morphine, even to the point that the buzz that joggers get after a run is called a runner's high. All I get after a run is sore knees. But according to WebMD.com, you know, Dr. Google, this can result in reducing depression and anxiety, just like the serotonin. It boosts self-esteem. It gives you a greater sleep, as well as the usually health lifestyle stuff that exercise gives you. You know, like, you're a bit fitter, you're a bit more flexible, your muscles are sore. I guess that's a good thing. So basically, playing VR is like a speedball as your brain releases all the survival, you know, feel-good chemicals into your body. Could it end up being addictive? Maybe, sure, why not? I'm more than happy to get addicted to something that will improve my health. And I've certainly discovered that this, as a hobby, has improved my sleep more than anything else. There you go. You came for nerd stuff and you got a little bit of science, which I guess is still a little bit nerdy as well. Anyway, so I purchased an Oculus Quest off Amazon. They're about $790 Australian. I got the 128 gig version because I think you should always get, whenever you buy an electronic device, be it a phone or an iPad or whatever, get the one with the biggest memory. Don't start small and work your way up. Start large. I've always been like that. My phones and iPads have always been this way. I think it's the best way to go. So far, I've bought 9 games, which are bought from a digital Oculus store. They sit sort of between the $14 to $45 Australian mark. Most of them are pretty good, of what I've got. I've bought 9 games, and I'm having fun with all of them. I'm going to go through the top 5 ones that I'm enjoying at the moment. There's also another Oculus site where sort of modders will do things like recently somebody modded Quake 2, sorry, so that you can play it in a 3D helmet. I don't know how this works. I haven't explored this yet. Maybe I'll do another episode of a VR episode, but we'll come back to that maybe. Anyway, these are the games that I've been playing so far. So the first one is one called Box VR. Now, you're going to hear me talk about Beat Saber quite regularly here. That's because it's a game that everybody plays on VR. Everybody loves it. And if you've not heard of it, imagine playing a drum with lightsabers from Star Wars as a game, if you can picture that. So floating boxes come towards you, and you hit them with lightsabers to the rhythm of a song. And you can even download songs, and some people create their own bits and pieces like that. Now, Box VR is both a rhythm game and a fitness program. Your hands in the game are floating boxing gloves, one blue and one pink, and there's a series of colored balls matching the colors of your gloves which fly towards you, and you have to hit each one. There's several workouts, including a non-stop survival mode, which you keep playing until you lose all your lives, which has meant that you miss hitting things and stuff like that. Mainly, they're timed workouts that go from 2 minutes up to, I think, a half an hour, and they vary in intensity. Some of them have a lot of squatting in them because you're avoiding other punches and stuff like that. It also has a calorie burnt counter, so you can have a vague understanding of what the workout has within it. There's all the original music in this game, and it's a pretty cool combination of pop and R&B. Sometimes you'll find in these sorts of games that the music can be a little bit offensive, but so far this has been pretty cool. Now, another ribbon game that's like Beat Saber is something called Pistol Whip. This time you have a gun instead of lightsabers or boxing gloves, and you have to kill the bad guys who pop up with the rhythm of the song playing. You still get points for an off-rhythm kill, but the closer you get to the beat, the better the score. It's been described as the John Wick films mixed with super hot VR. I don't know if you've seen Super Hot at all, but it's a very sort of... it's very video gamey looking. So you're performing like a bullet ballet like in John Wick. And then those graphics are super hot, super stylized, they're sort of sci-fi defined, I guess, is the best way. Now, in Beat Saber, as I said, those blocks come towards you, but in this one, you're like on rails, so you're moving through the environment with guys popping up, and you're shooting them as you move through the environment. The music in this is more EDM, or, it's sort of all a bit Skrillex-y than Box... more like that than Box VR, but each song is made specifically for the level. For example, there's a level called Black Magic, and the song made for that level is called Black Magic. Speaking of songs, my next one is called Dance Central VR. It's essentially a nightclub simulator. Now, Dance Central's been around for a few years, and it's like a lot of games that have come out like this, like Just Dance and all of that sort of stuff. I think Dance Central was originally on the Xbox for Kinect. I can't remember exactly. So in the game, you meet not real people who challenge you to dance with them. This music is all node tracks from older songs like Push It by Salt and Pepper or Bust a Move by Young MC to more newer artists like Churches and Megan Trainor. You pick your dance club location with an in-game mobile phone and can accept challenges via text from characters in the game. Basically, it's a monkey see, monkey do game where you're copying the moves of your dance partner and get points based on how close you move to their moves. Interestingly, because of the way the controllers work in Quest, you even have to copy your partner's hand movements by pressing various buttons on the controller. So it might be a point or a thumbs up or a fist pump or something like that. It has a character modification bit so you can change your clothes. The mobile phone that you have also allows you to take in-game photos and share them to Facebook so you can tell everybody that you are really there. So the next one's a sports game. It's called Sports Scramble. Now, in this game, there's 3 sports to choose from. There's tennis, bowling, and baseball. And each game is an absolute blast. But what makes it interesting is that there's a challenge mode where you have to hit as quick many balls as you can in X amount of time, throw the baseball, to get this, get 10 strikes in 5 minutes and that sort of stuff. The interesting thing about this game is that the balls change regularly during play. So you might find yourself playing tennis with a baseball bat, or playing baseball with a basketball for a ball, or bowling with a fish. Yes, you heard that right, a fish. One of the things that it can change into is a fish, which actually sort of flops around. There's heaps of trophy challenges, and there's even a trophy room. So unlike like PlayStation and Xbox, where you just get this, ba-ding, you have got this trophy, you can actually go to your trophy room and see what trophy you got, and it tells you what you got it for. It's a lot of fun. It's a very energetic game. You find yourself moving around. I found that of all of the games, I've needed to have the most room when I've set up my virtual cage, just because of the tennis rackety and the baseball-y swinging stuff. Now, the last game I want to talk about is something called Space Pirate Trainer. The guys on the VR show on Tested, they described this as Han Solo versus Galaga, or Galaga, whichever one you call it. So basically, you're standing on a platform next to your spaceship, which is parked there, and you have two guns that have a variety of modes, from bullet to shotgun or grenade launcher or whatever. And each gun has, you can have alternate modes. So you can have one firing bullets and one firing grenade launchers. So you can mix it up a little bit. Now, flying at you are a bunch of robots who are shooting at you. And you have to kill them while avoiding their bullets. Now, you don't just have the guns. You also have this wand thing that you can pull out of your, out of like a backpack. You can either use it as a shield. So you can deflect the bullets back at them. And if you're really good, you can kill them with the bullets that have come at you. Or it has like a whip, and if you grab them by the eye, you can hold them while you, so you might be able to hold a difficult bad guy while you're shooting at some of the easy ones, and then pull him closer to you. And the whip also has like a blade on it, so you can cut him in half when he gets close to you, or you can slam him into the ground, or hold them up close and shoot them up close, which is something that I like to do. There's heaps of, it's a real fun game. It's very pick up and play. Rather than having any sort of, actually, most of these games are fairly pick up and play. The Dance Central does have a campaign where you're becoming a better dancer, and there's also a pro mode. This also has a bunch of unlocks, like different level designs. I'm not good enough to have gotten to those. I'll get there. I promise I'll get there. That's the five games that I'm playing on VR at the moment. I'm having a blast with it. I can't talk about how good the Oculus Quest is. But put it this way, in my, I have a big shelving unit where I keep it. I went and bought a stand for it, and even got some of those Philips Hue lights, the ones that you can control by your Siri or your Google Home or whatever. And I've got that sort of set up so that it has its own light, its own lighting. It's love. I'm pretty sure it's love. Anyway, thank you for listening to this episode of the Nerds of Oz. In our next episode, we'll be looking at what are the must-haves for your favorite nerd at Christmas? And each of us will pick three graphic novels or books that everybody should experience or at least have in their collection. Shane and Josh will be back. And I'm pretty sure that Nicole's going to turn up as well. So we'll have three each. So there'll be 12. So I guess that's like the 12 things of nerdness is what's going to happen. Meanwhile, if you want to see what Josh is up to, you can catch him on Instagram at SourcelessWhiteBoy. And Shane's on Instagram as well, at Batfleck44. And of course, you can find me at The Nerds of Oz on both Instagram and Twitter. If you think we missed a must-have for your list, like if you've got a VR game that I should be playing, please shout out on one of those platforms and tell me what else I need to be playing. If I could also just say, check out, there's a cool D&D podcast available on Spotify called Rocket Tabletop. Jazz and Doug are cool folks. Their shows are hoot. If you want to know, if you don't know anything about D&D or you love D&D, it's a really fun show and it's a really entertaining listen. Anyway, thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.